Hello, spiritual gangsters, and welcome back to another episode of the Spiritual Gangster Podcast. I'm your host, Amanda Piraldi, and today we're diving into something tender, powerful, and honestly overdue for most of us. The art of coming home to yourself. This is for you if you've ever felt lost in your own life. If you've ever looked around and thought, how did I end up here? If you've ever felt disconnected from your soul, your truth, your joy, or honestly, from the person you used to be. If life has stretched you, cracked you open, humbled you, or redirected you, you're in the right place. Let's get into it. The awareness, when you realize you've been living outside of yourself. There's a moment in life, and if you're listening, you've probably had it, where you suddenly realize you've been living for everyone else and from everywhere else except inside your own body. Maybe you've been following expectations. Maybe you've been trying to keep the peace. Maybe you've been holding the weight of other people's emotions like it's your job. Maybe you've been hustling so hard you forgot why you even wanted the goal in the first place. At some point, you wake up and you feel disconnected, empty, off, misaligned. And you know what? That realization isn't a failure. It's your invitation. It's the universe whispering, come home, back to you. What coming home to yourself really means. Coming home to yourself is reconnecting with your truth, listening to your inner voice, moving from self-abandonment to self-honoring, showing up for yourself like you'd show up for someone else you love, choosing peace and alignment over chaos and approval, remembering who you were before life piled in the noise on top of you. It's where your power lives. It's where your intuition sharpens. It's where your confidence breathes again. And here's the thing. You don't find yourself. You meet yourself again and again and again. Every time life shifts you, breaks you open, or grows you, you come home to a new version. Signs you've left home. You say yes when every cell in your body is screaming no. You feel tired in a way that sleep can't fix. You feel resentful, overwhelmed, or invisible. You can't remember the last time you did something just for you. You don't feel like yourself anymore. The truth, coming home feels like exhale. When you come home to yourself, it feels like relief, clarity, groundedness, coming out of your head and back into your soul. It feels like remembering your worthiness without earning it. It feels like, oh, there I am. This is me. How to start the journey back home. Get quiet with yourself. Silence isn't empty. It's where your truth shows up. Sit with yourself. Breathe. Ask, what do I need? Stop fighting your seasons. You don't have to be on all the time. Sometimes coming home looks like slowing down, resting, or letting yourself feel what you've been avoiding. Honor your boundaries without apology. If something drains you, it's not aligned. Boundaries are not walls, they're doors. Reconnect with what makes you feel alive. Joy is not frivolous. Joy is medicine. Forgive yourself for the versions of you that didn't know better. You're allowed to change. You're allowed to evolve. Let yourself be soft again. Softness is strength without the armor. Your softness is safe with you. The beauty of coming home. The most powerful thing about returning to yourself is realizing you were never as broken as you felt. you were just disconnected. When you return, you make aligned choices. You attract aligned people. You create from truth. You stop forcing what's not meant for you. You feel grounded and guided. You trust yourself again. Thank you so much for spending this time with me today. If this episode resonated with you, if it made you breathe a little deeper or see yourself differently, then you're already on the journey home. You don't have to rush. You don't have to perform. You don't have to be anyone but yourself. You are allowed to return to you over and over again. Until next time, stay soft, stay grounded, and keep living like a spiritual gangster.